Hello.
Hey Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
Everything is good, you tell me.
All right. So, what did you want to discuss?
Well, I didn't. I just wanted to discuss about the scope of work, and because I work on the technical side, I'm CDO for the company. All right, and I saw that your website is in place, and your project manager is Eddie Martin.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let me just go ahead and pull up the website. Are you in front of a computer or are you not?
I'm not in front of a desktop right now, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just go ahead and pull up your brief. Just give me a minute. All right, in which you stated that you're looking for something that is not that complex, a simple website that will be informative, that you will not take any kind of payments over the website as well, and you want
Correct.
something that is bold, distinctive, clean, and modern aesthetic. So the website that we have built for you, do you think it's, coming up to your opinion? So the website
Wait.
that we're building for you, the
Yeah,
one
what
that
was
is
the
in.
last part you said?
Well, I'm asking, the website that we're building for you, all right, that Addy's working on, is do you think that it's up to the mark for you?
Do I think that it's, I'm sorry, what?
That is up to the mark that as you want the website to be. Is it just like that, or do you need some changes to be done or anything like that on the website?
I'm not sure what you mean. The way that I left it with Eddie was that he made two samples
Yes, the
and
two
sent it to me.
samples. Yes,
Yeah, he sent two samples, and I'm not really crazy about either of them, but the first one I used as an example so that I could, and I told him what I'd like to do from there. I wanted to change some fonts, and I sent him an example of the fonts. I wanted it to be black and white with the photography in black and white, and I sent him a photo of myself in black and white. I said I wanted to do the background in black with the lettering in white to start. The only thing basically that I wanted to keep from the first example he sent was the drop down, the way that the menu was somewhat animated. I mean that looked nice.
All right, okay.
So there's that, and I just sent that to him this morning, so he hasn't. I don't know if he's started to work on it yet, but I know that I'm expecting it to be a couple days of turnaround. And then aside from that, he also sent three examples of a logo. I wasn't really crazy about any of the logos, so I sent him an example of something that I'd like, and it's more with my initials, and it's a little bit more simple. And so they're gonna, he's gonna work on the logo as well.
Okay. All right. So
So
did you
that's where we're at right now.
provide it with them any kind of logo or anything like that, or that will be created by us as well, right?
No, the logo design was part of the package that I paid for, and he sent me three
Got it.
examples of logos that he designed, and I didn't really like any of them, so I sent him an
Oh.
example of
Okay.
who?
All right.
Eddie?
No,
Yeah, I
I'm
sent
not.
Eddie an I'm sorry. So I sent Eddie an example of the logo that of an idea for a logo that I had. It didn't have to be the exact thing I sent, but just an example that he could draw from.
Yes.
And I sent that early this morning, so he probably hasn't got to it yet.
All right, okay, well, that's not a problem. All right, so in my mind, that I'm thinking is that we're just looking at a website that is simple, that is to the point.
Yes.
All right, not something that is too animated or anything like that, just a informative website about the business. All right, and the business revolves around neuromuscular therapy and not any kind of massage center or anything like that, correct?
I'm a massage therapist, that's the point. Yes, this is for my independent business. It's not for a spa, it's not for an established storefront or anything like that. I generally do out calls and it's my private practice. So the purpose of the website is for them to read and about me, to read a little bit about the modalities that I offer, and also I wanted a page of testimonials from people, and aside from that, a contact page or a way for them to be able to reach me. I don't really want to do, I didn't want to sell anything. There's no merchant aspect of the website, and there's no, I didn't want to book appointments through the website either.
It's just a website that will be showcasing about your business and about you as well, like
yeah.
what you do and what is the business about. So, and there
Correct.
Will be a form where people can go ahead and fill in, and you get their information, and you get in contact with them, and they can go ahead and, you know, you can make business. That's how
yes.
I'm thinking. That's what I'm being portrayed over here, correct?
Correct.
All right, and this your main feature, like the main service that you provide, is neuromuscular body work as well?
Massage therapy, but massage therapy is the broad category. I break it down into a couple different subdivisions of that. Like I do something called lymphatic drainage.
Mm-hmm.
I do deep tissue massage. I do neuromuscular work. All of those things, I will get into the specifics of it. I mean, I'll provide the text for that website.
Got it. And
but
there is
yeah.
no...
So massage therapy is the broad title of it.
All right, okay. And have you thought about a business name, or is this going to be your Brian Milano?
No, it's just going to be Brian Milano. I'm not branding at the moment. That may change. I may become incorporated, early next year. But as for right now, that's the way I want to keep it. And we had also talked about, I forget what the term is. Just what's the term for when you can modify the site? A CMS? So that I could, modify things as needed. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes. All right, okay. Well, the website that we'll be working on is actually WordPress. All right, and WordPress itself is a platform where custom websites are built. So this will be a customly designed website. Why? Because we do not use any kind of templates, because templates can be hacked. Templates can be, easily be used as on an online depth. All right, so that is the reason we refrain from using any kind of online templates that are pre-built or anything like that. We go ahead and build
yeah,
the website from scratch.
I understand. That was explained to me already, but it
yeah.
was also offered. Basically, am I going to be able to edit it as time goes on? Like if I wanted...
Yeah.
Like 6 months from now, I'll be able to go in and maybe change a little bit of the information there?
Of course. Well, you will be provided with a CMS that will be content management
okay.
system, all right, in
okay.
which you can
yeah,
just
that,
go ahead
that
and
was my
change
question.
Yourself. Yeah, you can go ahead and change it whenever you want, because it will be the website will be generated on your name, all right? It will be
okay.
on your ownership, yes. Because, there are different kind of platforms that is, Shopify, Stripe, and everything about it, but there's WordPress that gives you the fully hand off your own website. And, you can just go ahead and make sure that the website stays on your name. All right.
Yes.
So the domain, so the website that you were building before, all right, what platform were you using on that?
Wix.
I suppose that was Wix. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you do not have hosting at the moment, correct?
I still have Wix. I think it's going to expire in, November. But I was told that I can cancel it now if need be.
Yes, because Wix itself is a platform, all right? I'm going to go ahead and explain to you why do we need hosting, all right? So because WordPress itself, because you have a domain that is brianmilano.com, all right?
Yeah.
And the Wix is a platform where website itself is built, all right? And on WordPress,
yeah.
there are two kind of methods, actually. So there is a domain, all right? That is the name of your website where people come and search you by. All right, and then
yeah.
it needs a host. All right, it needs a host. So the website itself can be, all right, set up onto that host. It's like a rented place where you will be building your house. All right, now we have the house name that is Brian Milano. We need a rented space that we will be building the website on. That is called the hosting. All right, where all of your website's pages will be, coming up, and we will be setting that up, and we will be creating the whole website on their host. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So you can just go ahead and cancel the Wix if you want. All right? You might be paying them a monthly fee, I suppose, for $40.
Well, I think
$50.
I already paid. I think I paid for the year already, so it's – but I will cancel it.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of like $40 a month, right? Or $30 a month, I suppose?
I honestly don't remember, but I believe it expires in October or November anyway, so it works out fine.
Well, that's perfect. Then you will be having your own website that will. All right. Okay. Where is that brief form? Let me just go ahead and have a check. All right. So you stated that to advertise my massage therapy practice to the site can be read about my background, the services I offer, and the specific of those services. So do you have the content ready for the services that you provide? And have you sent it already to Eddie?
That part I have not sent him yet, no.
Okay.
Can provide it.
So what is required? Because we will be going through the content that will be sent out to the Google authorities, all right, to make sure that it is not being plagiarized or anything like that and it's not being copied from any of the websites, all right, to make sure that Google is not red flagging us or the website itself as well, because the website, if Google red flags the website, then of course we will not be able to go and help that out because that is Google. We fall under Google's guidelines, all right? Because and if we go ahead and do not abide by those guidelines or rules, Google will have a strike on us as a company, all right? And in that, you said, who is the target audience? People in the general range of 20 to 60. My ideal client will be 30 to 48, all right, okay? That will be... okay, and to work mostly conscious and athletic, however I feel. All right, okay. All right, so were you told what is an SSL?
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
Were you told what is an SSL? I suppose that you have sent out an email to Eddie, like, do you want to have a little...
Yeah, I asked a few questions. Could you remind me what an SSL is?
Of course, well, that is not a problem. Well, SSL... is, you can say, a security firewall on the website, all right? That is required from Google itself, all right? Because Google is the one who goes through all of the websites, all right, all of the search engines and everything about it. And have you seen any kind of a little lock on the side of the websites? Whenever you type in google.com, you might see a little padlock right beside them.
Yes.
All right? That's there because the website from Google authorities have claimed that this website is secure for the surfers. All right, whoever is surfing on the internet, it's all secure for them. They can go onto the website. Otherwise, if you don't have an SSL on the website, all right, that will put Google's users at risk and Google people at risk. All right, that they just go ahead and red flag that website, and there's whenever someone searches Brian Milano, that it will come up as a red, and red items, all right, not secure, all right? And there will be a link to proceed anyway, all right? So Google does not come like, hey, if you want to go ahead, it's all on you. If anything compromises your laptop, compromises your phone, gets hacked or anything like that, we're not responsible for that because the website is not secure and we're putting up over there, all right? So this is what it is, all right? And you were asking about the APIs. I suppose, that what is an API? So the API is, you can say, the access, all right, for other websites to be linked over to yours. I suppose that if you're not taking any kind of payments right now onto the website, so we won't be needing any kind of APIs in the future as I can see it. Because if we were to use the payment merchant, then in that case, we would have needed the APIs to go by that.
Right.
So if we're not using it, so then there's no use of it. All right. And in question number 12, we did ask like some of the questions that what kind of module and components would you be like to use, like TechChurch or anything like that. That was left as blank. So I had a question, if that's okay. Like there will be no any kind of products to the website as well, so we won't be using that. So we're going to go ahead and leave it and skip it. So do you have your social medias with you or no?
The thing is, I have I don't really have a Facebook page for massage, and my Instagram right now is I guess we could link my Instagram. It's just not really. That's also kind of in the works. eventually, I'll have a nice Instagram that I'll be happy to link to it. So. I mean, I don't know if we want to set that up now while my Instagram, because my Instagram right now, it says Brian Milano LMT, but it's kind of more my personal stuff versus business.
Oh, it's not a business one?
Well, it's not a business one, no, but I hope to make it one in the near future.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course, we can go ahead and create a business one as well, because you will be portraying not a business, but yourself, right? It's your name,
yeah.
Ryan Milano, right? That will be showcased all over. So if we were going to go ahead and put you in a best-case scenario, we're going to go ahead and showcase you as a professional, all right? And we're not going to go ahead and link any of your like personal things onto your website or anything like that, all right? So if anything bad happens, so your personal things are not linked to the website, all right?
Okay.
So at this time, what I will be needing from you is a little bit of services, some content for the website, all right, that your services, what your service is about, and anything like that, all right? So we can set it up onto the website, and I suppose that you'll be getting your inner pages as well for our services, about me, or any and FAQs. Will you be doing blogs as well, Brian, if I ask?
I'm considering it. Originally, I wasn't going to, but I may want to do it in the future.
Because it will help you in the marketing. Because if you're going to go ahead and if anyone searches about any kind of therapy or any kind of massages, all right, your website will be there. Brian Milano, the name, the brand. Because Brian Milano is not just going to be a website. It's going to be a brand.
Yes.
All right, that's what I'm thinking. And I'm absolutely sure that you're thinking the same way as well. That it's not just a website or anything like that. Brian Milano is going to be a big brand for massage therapist in the massage therapist services and category, right? Therapies and relaxation and what the clients say about it. So do you have any kind of reviews for yourself as well that you can send out to us?
I do. That was one of the pages that I wanted to do, either call it reviews or testimonials. And I do have plenty of that info saved. So what I can do, since it's Friday today, I know nobody works on the weekends, so before Monday, I can send over all the text content that I wanted to put. So basically the About Me section, the testimonial section, and also the specifics of the different types of massage that I offer. So all the stuff that – all the guts of the website, I can write it out and send it to Eddie by Monday.
All right. Okay, Brian, if you can just give me like 1 minute so I can check up on the website. And if I have any kind of further questions, we can go by that and I'll leave you be, okay? So we can work on the website and we can go by that.
And the rain has stopped just like that. The sun is out, kind of.
Hey there, Brian. I apologize for the long hold. Are you there?
That's okay. Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, I apologize for taking much of your time, but this was required. So to make sure that whatever the client is expecting us to go ahead and provide it to them, we can. All right. And we're not providing them something that is, you know, not good. All right. Okay. People in general ages. All right. We will be doing that. So you'll be sending me the content by Monday, I suppose?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So we can go by that, but we do need, the contents. We do need the hosting. All right. So we can go by that and reserve it for you as well. All right. So do you have anything in mind regarding the hosting, or do you want us to go ahead and do that for you?
I was told that your company was going to be hosting it. No?
Oh, well, we do not provide any of our hosting plans within the website packages. If that's what you were asking about.
Oh.
Yeah, because we just go ahead and create the website from design to development. All right. But if they're providing, but if you require a hosting server, then we go ahead and do that for you. So, because that is not our core thing. We only provide our hosting services to our clients that are on board with us, and not someone, if someone comes in and asks, like, hey, do you have a hosting? We don't provide it like that.
So you guys can host my site is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But that is a service that we provide.
I was told that's included. No?
It's included, the hosting?
Yes. It's included in the package that I bought.
Well, I have to check. Can you give me like 1 minute? Because
sure.
If it is, then of course, well, we can. But if it's not, then we have to go by that. If you can just give me like 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. Hey there, Brian, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I just had a confirmation from the tech team. Like, no, we do not provide hosting into any of our packages. I suppose that you do have a lead website package with us, and the domain is with yourself as well. That is, where did you bought the domain from? Can you let me know?
Well, when I signed up for Wix, or perhaps... Before I had Wix, I had Squarespace. So whoever I signed up with, they dealt with it. So
okay.
I don't know if it's a GoDaddy one. I really am not sure.
Okay. Well, and do you have credentials to GoDaddy or Squarespace or anyone?
That I would have to go looking for. But I'm a little lost here. So
okay.
You're saying I'm going to have to pay for a hosting site.
No, no, hosting server, not a site, a hosting server.
And how much does something like that usually cost?
Well, it goes for, like, different kind of pricing. It goes usually by yearly, all right? Now, no any kind of monthly cost, all right, that we go by. Usually, different companies go by different kind of prices, all right, according to their needs and requirements, all right? They go by monthly as well, all right, like $125 a month or anything like that. But as we do provide our clients with that kind of a service as well, then we do not charge them on a monthly basis as well. We go by yearly, so they're not coming up with any kind of monthly charge to them. All right? It starts from $8.99 a year, $9.99 a year. It depends on the website. But as your website is not
meaning
that
$999?
Yes.
All right. You got to understand something. This is new to me because
yes.
I was the other day I was told, you know, when I signed up for this, that I bought this package and that was it. You know, I was told you could cancel Wix, like you were going to work on your site, and from here on you don't need Wix. Now I'm being told to cancel Wix and pay for a hosting site on top of that.
Well, Wix.
Why wouldn't I just keep Wix if that's the case?
Well, let me explain it to you. All right. I suppose that you were not brought to the attention or you were not explained well. Well, let me just go ahead and do you a favor, all right? Let me just go ahead and explain it to you, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
So Wix is a platform, all right, where they go ahead and take your domain and build you a website on their own builder, all right? But for which you pay a monthly fee. All right, and they might have charged you for an yearly or quarterly or something like that, 6 month or 12 month plan, or bi-monthly if you go by that. All right, so Wix does not give you the authorization or give you the ownership of the website itself. When you stop paying them, they take down the website right there and then and lock you out of your account. All right, where on WordPress, all right, is a free platform on which your website is all yours, all right? You will be provided with a certificate, all right, of the ownership of the website to go ahead and make sure that this website is built on your name. That is the reason people switch from Shopify, from Squarespace, from GoDaddy, or to WordPress for WooCommerce, all right? Because it gives them the unlimited solutions, and the platform itself is auto-updatable, so you're not coming up with any kind of yearly or monthly fee for that as well. All right, so that is the reason people do not go for Wix or anything like that, because Wix gives you limitations. All right, and if you want to go ahead and add any kind of functionality over that, they go ahead and charge you for that. So that is why people do not go.
Okay, but what Wix. what you're saying is, I understand that, but what you're saying is now that my website would be through WordPress, I would still have to pay for a hosting company, which is probably going to cost like $1,000 a year, right?
Well, that is, if you want to go by that, you can, all right? But for not a year, all right, we go by 3 years, all right? So you can have the same thing, all right, in 3 years of time. So your website keeps on running, all right, and you're not coming up with any kind of monthly fee, all right, because if you do, that will be a much more hassle for you. And in case if you're going with that roundabout, all right, if you're paying $100 a month or even like $99 or $90 a month even, that will be coming up as like $2,000 or $3,000, because this is something new for you. So that is the reason I'm explaining you bit by bit so you understand what it is about and what not. All right, so that is the whole reason that the domain, all right, is required for the hosting to be set up on, all right? Because WordPress works, this is a, you can say, a one-time thing, all right? And then it keeps on running forever for you. While Wix or anything like that, or other platforms keep on pushing you to get this functionality, that functionality, anything like that, while WordPress doesn't, all right? That is the reason people go by like, hey, I want to go with WordPress and not Wix or anything like that. So this is what it is. Did you get the point, or do you want me to go and explain it again? Not a problem.
Yeah, I get it. No, I understand, but I have no clue what my options are from this point on. So, as far as hosting goes, so would you be able to perhaps send me information on that?
Of course, I can go ahead and ask Eddie to go ahead and send you the information right away. All right. Do you have a better idea about it? All right. I want to go ahead and let you know about it, so it's clear, transparent throughout the process. Why? Because it will take, once the website is ready, all right, because we will be building the website, I want to go ahead and build the website on your own server. Why? Because it could keep on backing up as well. So in future, the internet goes down, the hostings are having any kind of issues, your website will be backed up 24/7, in which you will be getting a 1 year of website maintenance plan as well for free, with the hosting as well, all right? So in which, if there is any kind of difficulties, any kind of downtime, any kind of website issues is coming up, you don't have to worry about it, or you don't have to hire anyone else to go ahead and take care of the website, because you already have a maintenance with you, all right? So you don't have to worry about, like, hey, I'm getting a lot of traffic onto the website, I'm getting, you can say, a lot of bandwidth, or the internet's going down, anything like that, your website will be functioning the way it is right now, the way it will be right there and then. Because why? There will be a team who will be taking care of the website for you as well. All right? So you're just chilling. You're relaxed, all right? Because you know that the team is working to go ahead and make sure that your website is not going down at any point or not being slowed by any point. That's what you get in a benefit. That's the benefit side of the hosting that you get.
Okay.
Yes. While others do not provide you that kind of functions that we provide. We're here to go ahead and create something that is much more different than the world is providing. So that's the whole point of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about, like, it's going to be $1,000. I just gave you an example. It starts from $9.99 or anything like that, because that your website is not that complex or doesn't have any kind of, you can say, functionalities over it. It's just going to be a informative website, so it's not going to be $1,000. Right, start from $5.99 or $6.99. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, you're saying I have to make a choice from here, and I don't know what my options are. So if you could perhaps email me different options, that would be great.
Of course. Well, I will be more than happy to go ahead and send you an email, all right, with all of the specification and everything. All right. And if you still have any kind of confusions regarding that, you can still let me know. All right. Because there are two kind of hosting servers. There are shared and dedicated. Shared means that on one hosting server, there might be thousands of websites live on it. All right. And yours will be one of them. So if any of the website cause any kind of issues on that specific server, the whole website is taken down then. The whole server. All right. And then your website will be down as well. So we do not recommend shared. That is the reason we always recommend dedicated. So all of the server is working only for your website. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send you the information over the email, and you can let me know, and we can go by that, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. And if you still have kind of issues, any kind of concerns, you don't, you think that it's kind of getting you a bit of confusion or anything like that, you can always email Eddie, and he will patch me over to you so I can explain you in a much more better.
Okay. And what is your name again?
Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a question for you, Brian, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, okay. Well, the profession that you're in, because I will be going to a chiropractor. All right, you might know what a chiropractor is. So is it different or is it the same thing?
No, chiropractors are entirely different than what we do. The main difference is that chiropractors manipulate structural tissue, like bones. Massage therapists work on soft tissue, like muscles, tendons, and ligaments. So if you have an issue with your spine itself, like a disc herniation or something like that, that's a chiropractor's job. What massage therapists work on are muscles. If you pull a muscle in your neck, if you pull a muscle in your back, if, you know, you have any sort of sports injury or you're just overall sore, that's what massage therapy is for.
But is it...
So it's really hard tissue versus soft tissue.
But is it worth it or no? Because I do have an appointment for my mom, so I just wanted to have because you're...
I would say a chiropractor... Chiropractors are good at diagnosing a problem, and I can't say if yours is worth it or not because they vary very much. There's some great chiropractors out there, and there's also a lot of terrible ones. You'll know based on, they will do manipulations on the first visit, so you will be able, they'll essentially crack you, and you'll be able to, and after that, you'll be able to feel if it's helped you a lot. But if the results of it are only temporary, then that's a big red flag, because a lot of times they'll tell you to come back, they want you to come 3 times a week so that they could bill your insurance 3 times a week. But if you're going and you're getting manipulated and then you feel good for a half hour and then you go home and everything has reset itself, it's pointless. So you want to gauge the results for yourself and see if the results are more tangible and long-lasting.
Yeah, because I'm having a little bit of pain on my backbone on the lower on the lower side. So someone suggested, hey, you should go and see a chiropractor. So I was like, okay, well, because they're going to go and stretch it and,
It's worth a shot and see how you feel. But if it feels like, I felt good for a little while, but then it went right back to where it was, like a half hour, an hour later, then it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would recommend massage.
Uh-huh, really? All right, okay. Well,
yeah.
I will go by that. First, I'll go ahead and have a check because I do have an appointment tomorrow. All right, with one of the doctors, and
but they're also good at diagnosing, so they could probably point out exactly what's going on, which will be helpful. So it's definitely not a waste of a visit either way.
Yeah, because my job is, you know, sitting all the day and making calls and everything about it.
And yep, and I work on many people in tech, and I understand. You guys all
Yeah.
have fucked up backs and
Yeah.
rounded shoulders, necks, yeah, all of
Yeah,
that.
you know, well, I crack myself sometimes, but sometimes it, you know, gets stuck. And it's really hard
Yeah,
to
no,
get it out.
a chiropractor will crack you in ways that you can't crack yourself.
Yeah. So I'll give it a shot and I'll let you know of how it went and everything about it.
Yeah, let me know.
Of course, of course. And I'll ask Eddie to go ahead and send me an email, okay, right away. I'll send you all of
Okay.
the options, like 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years of time, all right, based on the website that I think is not that complex or anything like that. So I'll send it to you on base of that, with the security intact. All right?
Okay.
All right, okay. Well, you take care of yourself. It was really nice speaking with you. And if you still have anything left for me to go ahead and let me know, all right, text me. You have my number. And we'll go by that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
All
so much
right.
for your
Thank you very
time. All right.
much.
No problem at
Have a
all,
great
right?
weekend.
You too. All right, bye.